Psalm 131 is our meditation today. Psalm 131, a very simple psalm, a very brief psalm of three verses. Unlike the other songs of degrees, this one is attributed to a writer. It's attributed to David, King David. Most of the songs of degrees are anonymous, I think about 10. And the others are attributed to either David or I think several to Solomon. But this one is attributed to David, and it's a psalm of humility. Only three verses. I'll read from the Authorized Version. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even weaned as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. And as I've said, some of these songs of degrees are the songs of stepping up, the psalms of ascent, it can be also translated, were written during or after the Babylonian captivity. But this is one of David's, and so it's one of the earlier ones. And it's, as I said, a psalm of humility. And it's interesting that if we're thinking of the psalms of steps, of stepping up, that David is speaking here about stepping down. It's only as we take steps downward that God will bring us upward. And that's a principle in God's Word. You know, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12 says, "But humility comes before honor." And we get this again and again in the New Testament. He that humbles himself will be exalted, but he that exalts himself will be humbled. And so David says, "My heart is not haughty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or things too high for me." And often you run into the Christian that they're always occupied with these naughty questions, difficult mysteries, that in the 2,000 years of Christian history, the scholars and theologians have not been able to solve or to explain necessarily, yet they'll be always attempting to come up with an answer, or they have a question about it. And, we don't want to enter into things that we're not supposed to enter into. In fact, we're even warned that in the New Testament, Paul in Colossians chapter 2 speaks along these very lines, because the Colossians, they were sort of entering into things that, into sort of a mysticism connected with, the angelic powers. He says, "Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility in the worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind." So, Christians want to know about the angels and how many angels there are and what their names are and all of this type of thing. Well, that's a dangerous thing. These things are withheld from us. And so we don't exercise ourselves in great matters or things too high for us, but rather in the things that have been revealed to us. We do well to walk in what we know, rather than trying to figure out everything that we don't know, and that has not been revealed to us. And so David goes on, he says he's like a weaned a child, just an infant just coming off his mother's breast, that he's dependent on his parents, and yet he ascribes this to his relationship with God, that he is as a dependent one, just a little one, trusting in him, not exalting himself, thinking more highly of himself than he ought, but walking daily in dependence upon God. And that's the message for us too, as we pass through this world, to be as little children, trusting in the Lord, dependent upon him, not puffing our mind up, entering into things that we shouldn't be entering into, being obedient to his word, walking in that which we know to be true. And then finally in verse 3, it says, "Let Israel hope in the Lord from thenceforth and forever." And of course, these psalms are originally written for the people of Israel, and many of them have a prophetic emphasis in connection with that people. But here, we can take this for ourselves as well. Let Israel hope in the Lord. It's always right to hope. It's always wrong to despair as a Christian. So let's go forward and not be discouraged in the battle, and be as a child dependent on our father, or on our mother, and trust daily in Him. May the Lord bless you today as you consider Psalm 131. Amen.